Right now on VFN TV, we're going to talk about the breaker anointing. Prophetically, it was spoken that President Trump would have a breaker anointing. Also, we'll be looking at spiritual fathering, how God's beginning to open up the hearts of spiritual fathers and spiritual sons. And finally, we're going to go to Arkansas, where a man runs over the Ten Commandments that just got put up 24 hours ago and said he was doing God's work. What? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
He said the seat of evil is going to come down and the seat of the righteous is going to rise. Does it look like Tomahawk missiles in Syria? Does it look like Moab bombs in Afghanistan? Does it look like the carrier group right off the coast of North Korea? Of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God.
They will shout, impeach, impeach, they say, but nay.
But we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community.
Saudi Arabia has always been keen to play its role in the region and in partnership with the U.S., so I think we are more than ready to cooperate with the United States on countering ISIS.
America is back again.
Mr. President, I appreciate the fact that you went to the Western Wall and you're the first acting president who's done that. The people of Israel applaud you for it.
Israelis have experienced firsthand the hatred and terror of radical violence. Israelis are murdered by terrorists wielding knives and bombs. Hamas and Hezbollah launch rockets into Israeli communities where school children have to be trained to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter. With fear, but with speed, not with Donald J. Trump.
God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give wealth transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are exciting days. I can't wait to tell you everything on this program. First, we want to start with called the POTUS Shield. The POTUS Shield normally stands, POTUS stands for President of the United States, but God has put together a prophetic order. They're calling it the Prophetic Order of the United States, and they're using the word POTUS, a POTUS Shield to be able to pray for our president and pray for the cabinet and pray for our country. And as a matter of fact, this Pastor Amedia is the one that heads it up. It's affirmed and backed up by several different ministries, including Morningstar Ministries of Rick Joyner and several others that we'll have available for you on the VFN Torch. But he's speaking specifically about how President Trump was going to be giving a breaker anointing. As a matter of fact, let's go there. This is Pastor Amedia now. Check it out.
We should not be surprised. For example, don't expect that this president is going to walk into a time of utter peace in this country. He has a breaker anointing. I had pronounced back in 2015 that this man was raised with a breaker anointing. My dear friend and brother Lance Wallnau had expressed that he had this anointing to come forth to break things up as well, and others had seen it. So it is, he cannot be raised for any other reason. It is by design that when he opposes something or when he is put into a situation, it is to shift it and to break it and to churn it. And so what we're seeing is this churning in every level. And yes, don't underestimate the man. He's brilliant, but he also moves according to this realm of what God has given him to do. We thank God that he's put with him a man like our Vice President Pence, who's grounded in the Word of God and walks with a Christian maturity. But at the same time, he too is being challenged by this because it's so different than what he's been raised into, but yet he sees God in it. We need to understand that it's obvious where some of the opposition's coming from. And notice I emphasize the word some. It's coming from what we have put into one category as the left. And with this, we also say the left media. And so we see all of these polls that shows that certain media outlets have given 93% negative news covering of this administration, 80% negative news covering. And we can have come to expect that there's going to be a negative twist on almost everything we hear and see coming out of Washington. But don't be surprised. Yes, it's coming from the left. And yes, we have two opposing parties. The Democrats are never going to step aside and tolerate what he's doing and just say, this is for the betterment of the country, because we have political forces opposing. And so they're going to continue to throw out words such as collusion and Russian politics and we must impeach, etc., etc. That's not going to stop. We need to pray up a shield and believe God to move forward. And where there is things in darkness that need to be exposed, let them be exposed, however the chips may fall, knowing that God is requiring a new accountability in our government. And we haven't had this accountability for a long time. Let us not be those that are in any way deceived to believe that the 8 years prior were done with transparency. We're seeing more and more that it was manipulation, that it was politics working at 110%. But let's go further than that. What about the conservative base? What about the base that held on to power, even in the Republican Party and with the prior Republican administrations? Some of those old guard are still there, and they don't want to let go. And don't be surprised when it comes out in the light, and we're going to declare it prophetically that it must come out in the light, that they're working as hard to oppose this president. There are leaks that are coming from that old guard as well as the left old guard. And we want to declare in the name of the Lord that those leaks must now manifest, and that those forces of leak, those people that are leaking, shall come to the forefront and shall be held accountable and stopped in Jesus' name. What I'm saying to you is the opposition is as strong from the old guard conservative base, even those who call themselves Christians and love the Lord and think maybe they're serving God in what they're doing by mixing it with him and not hearing the word of the Lord for the radical change that he has proclaimed upon this government and the kingdom of God. God even shall challenge them now. We must pray that this president, this administration, and this Congress no longer be held in bondage of old conservative Republican guard, nor shall they succumb to the leftist new guard, and a lot of it which is anarchist in its degree and socialistic in its degrees. So we've exposed it, we say it in the Spirit, and we ask the Spirit of God to not only expose it, but to pull down these strongholds and to release these bondages and tethers from our president, from our vice president, from our Congress, from our Senate, and even the Supreme Court.
This is so important, praying for our president, praying for those in authority over us. He's talking about how President Trump would have a breaker anointing, and you're seeing things take place, and he shifts things. You heard him talk about how things shift. You know, Frank Amedia is talking about how things shift when he speaks. Well, Anthony Scaramucci, the new communication director for President Trump, said specifically, just the other day, said that when the President Trump speaks, he shifts the culture. I mean, this is what his communication director is even talking about. Let's take a look at the very first 6 months of his administration and watch how culture has been shifted, finances have been shifted, the border safety has been shifted, the military has been shifted, ISIS is being taken down, it's been shifted, all these families been shifted, government's been shifted, and it's only been 6 months. Let's take a look at the first 6 months of this breaker anointing, this one who shifts culture. Take a look.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Think of the marvels we can achieve if we simply set free the dreams of our people.
Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
All the nations of the world, friend or foe, will find that America is strong, America is proud, and America is free. A better future is only possible if your nations drive out the terrorists and drive out the extremists. Drive them out of this earth. Today, gathered with friends, I call upon all people, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and every faith, every tribe, every creed, to draw inspiration from this ancient city, to set aside our sectarian differences, to overcome oppression and hatred, and to give all children the freedom and hope and dignity written into our souls. I will always stand with the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our great friend and partner, the State of Israel. The people of Poland, the people of America, and the people of Europe still cry out, "We want God." And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom. That is who we are. Those are the priceless ties that bind us together as nations, as allies, and as a civilization. Our citizens did not win freedom together, did not survive horrors together, did not face down evil together, only to lose our freedom to a lack of pride and confidence in our values. We did not, and we will not. We will never back down. The men and women of the United States military have been the greatest force for peace and justice in the history of the world. Every time you see the sun rise over this blessed land, please know your brave sons and daughters pushed away the night and delivered for us all that great and glorious dawn. It's time for a grateful nation to join hands with our police and with our sheriffs to build the bridges of cooperation and trust and to make our streets safer for every man, woman, and child in America. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America.
Once more to believe in America. It's exciting. That's a breaker anointing. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Listen, we get back from this break. You got to see this on today's program. We're going to show you where, you know, the Ten Commandments were taken down in the core area, the governmental area in Arkansas. So the people got together and they paid the money to create a 6,000-pound monument to be able to put the Ten Commandments on this particular monument and to buy the property. But within 24 hours of it being up, a man takes his car and runs over it and destroys it and says he's doing the work of the Lord. I know. Join us after the break. We'll talk about it.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. A breaker anointing. If you missed earlier part of our program, a word was spoken out by Anthony Amedia, who he's a pastor over
Frank Amedia.
Frank Amedia, that's the POTUS Shield, which is the prophetic order of prophets for the United States, right? That has come together, and the Lord has revealed to him and others that President Trump has a breaker anointing, and Anthony Scaramucci, the communication director for the White House, said that when President Trump speaks, he shifts culture. And, you know, that's what we're supposed to be doing as a church.
That's
right. We need to be speaking and shifting culture. And maybe we can learn a couple things from that. But, you know, one thing that we need to do is one way is to stand up for what's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if the illegal border crossing, not immigration, illegal border crossing, criminals coming over our border, southern border, drops by 70 to 90% because of a leader gets in office and takes a stand for righteousness and laws, a nation of laws, you should celebrate that. You should be, especially when you're looking at just recently with a whole truckload of illegal
10 people.
100.
Well, died.
Yeah, 100 illegal aliens on a back of a pickup truck in Texas, which is hot with air conditioner in Texas, and didn't have any ventilation, any water, and reportedly 10 had died and others had been injured. And but that happens when you have sanctuary cities and you have somebody say, break the law, break the federal law, and try to make it to our city. And so the ones who are responsible for their deaths, if that's true, if that's why they were trying to make it to a sanctuary city, are the very ones that are violating the federal law by saying we have a sanctuary city for people who are illegally in our country. And so if you are thinking about that, realize their lives now are just...
That blood's on someone's hands.
It's on someone's hands, and that it's a nation of laws. It's very important. We appreciate when we're going through a stop sign that somebody else stops. We appreciate when we're going through the air in an airplane that we're glad that other airplanes are having to obey the laws of the air.
That's right.
And it should be no different with the laws of the ground and the things that we're having here as well.
We just saw in the first 6 months of this president's administration how much change already has been, you know, done for this country.
Right.
And so not to speak up for our country, not to be vocal on our social media and our Twitter and our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, is really to do an injustice. And one of the things that we talked before during the break is so many people are afraid of the ridicule. That the backlash of what's going to come against them if they share something positive that this president has done. And he's done a lot of good things.
Welcome to standing up for what's right. When our soldiers go out and defend our country, they get fired at by guns. You know?
Really?
Yeah. So what about, you know, somebody going to talk bad about you? You think about this. In
in this book written by Saul Alinsky called Rules for Radicals that literally our previous president was taught it himself and was mentored.
The book Hillary was dedicated to him.
Yeah, it was dedicated to him. And also to Hillary Clinton. She was mentored by this man. It says very specifically in one of those rules, in 13 Rules for Radicals, that ridicule is one of the greatest weapons that you could use, just ridicule.
Yeah.
And so the enemy's going to use ridicule. We don't want to be caught up in that, but we can actually still speak up for what's right. And so many people, John, are quiet. Inside they go, that's right. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you see, I didn't even know you felt that way. And it's like, yeah, well, I did. It's like, why didn't you say something? Yeah. And right now, I believe that some of the prophetic words that God's saying and words of knowledge is that we have to get an agreement with heaven. Mm. We got to proclaim what's going on. And when a soldier defends our country and lays it down for us, we should honor him or her. And when our president is doing what's right, we should pray for those in authority over us, but we should honor them. And we should be open. Listen, the reason why there's so much ridicule, because he's doing such a great job.
That's right. Why the establishment of this POTUS shield is so important.
Yes.
And of all people, as believers,
right.
who are citizens of this country, we should be able to pray for our president and to be able to stand for him, like you're saying, and be willing to say, hey, I'm willing to pay a price. We have just a brief moment of time to shift
mercy.
A nation.
Right.
And so many things have happened. We've listed so, watch VFN TV, and you'll see so many things that God's done in this nation through this president.
Well, ridicule is something you saw in elementary school, something you saw in middle school, where you have this intelligent argument with this particular person. They go, I'm just going to beat you up, or you're just fat, or you're just whatever. And that's what that is. It's like when people don't have an argument, when they don't have a right side of it, they use ridicule. And so right now, while you're seeing so much ridicule against our president, against people who stand up for our president, because that's all they have, they don't have the truth. And so we have to begin to, stand up even in the face of ridicule.
And isn't it something that was shown to Rick Joyner you were discussing?
Yeah, it is. And I want to talk to you about one way to be able to stand up to ridicule. Remind me to do that. But yeah, this vision that he was given, I believe it's called The Torch and the Sword. And in this vision, this young girl, she was 12 years old, and she was have to go out and literally fight for the church, this young girl in this vision. And she had a horse, and he asked her, he says, we need some help.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, the help. They got defeated, and he said, how'd they get defeated? He says, they defeated by ridicule. They could not stand the ridicule. So many people quit. Everybody wants to be accepted by everybody. And the truth is, those people who you want to be accepted by, they don't accept you. You want to be accepted by God. This is what Jesus said. He says, if you're ashamed of me before man, I will actually be ashamed of you before my Father. If you want to acknowledge me before men, I won't acknowledge you before my Father. Well, how does that have to play with this? When God sets up a nation to be blessed and gives it mercy and puts things in place to be able to break us out of a very bad place that we're in, if we say nothing, we're agreeing with the adversary.
We have a president who is pro-life. We have a president who's pro-Christian. We have a president that's pro-Israel, pro-Constitution.
Pro-safety borders.
My goodness. Yeah. Pro-law enforcement, pro-military, and repeatedly says America first.
Yes.
What is wrong with that?
And so we have thousands of segments and programs, and we're on YouTube, and we're on Twitter, and we're on VFNTV.com on The Torch. You can go, if you don't know how to do this yet, find out how to work Facebook, find out how to work Twitter, find out how to get you a YouTube channel and begin to make comments and to share these things with other people, because that's how we're going to get the word out.
Yeah.
The other
yeah.
form of media is just kind of falling by the wayside. And so one way you can do it, instead of just saying right there where you are, nobody's around you, you're going, that's right.
That's
you can physically get involved, get you a Facebook and get connected and follow VFNTV's Facebook. And all you have to do is just click the button like or pick the button share, and you just share it with your friends, and they share it with their friends, and they share it with their friends, and exponentially it just spreads all over the world. It's amazing how that works. One example of that is our president just spoke at the Boy Scout Jamboree, 46,000 reportedly Boy Scouts that are out there. And he just quickly just put something on Twitter, as people did. Hmm. And you're watching as it just the numbers just cranked off rapidly as people, it just spread, thousands and thousands of people got that message that the Boy Scouts were cheering our president. So grateful that we had a president that stands up for our country.
That's right.
And because the Boy Scouts stand up for God and country and duty.
Yeah.
And it was just a very powerful thing. We communicated that through Twitter.
So one way to be bold is not just to tell your friends that already know how you stand, to begin to share with other people and to share with them VFN TV, share with them the YouTube. A lot of people watch YouTube today.
Oh yeah.
You can just send them to our YouTube channel or just share those videos. You know, it's just amazing what you can do to be, and that's part of being bold. And look how those that are walking on the side that's not necessarily walking in truth, they're walking in darkness. They might be real good people, but what they're saying is against the Constitution. What they're saying is against sanity for our country.
Sometimes they're just telling bold lies. Yeah. But they're just saying stuff.
But they're boldly doing it. The thing is, what are we boldly doing? We don't want to be critical. We just want to be like, hey, I'm going to stand up. There's enough truth going on right now that if you connect with VFN TV, you connect with us and connect to the White House YouTube channel. They're putting out video after video as well. And it's called following and doing different things like that, and that you get all this great information and turn off those stations that are constantly putting down our country, putting you down, putting down our president. That's just going to stir you up. It's going to create
a house divided falls.
A house against itself will fall. So we have to become united. And I believe, like Dr. King said, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., that there's more people out here in America that are good-hearted and want what's right for our country. We just got to get the message to them. And you got to be bold in standing up for what you believe in. When we get back from this break, we're going to go and talk about this man that ran over the Ten Commandments. They just got it up. They put it up, a 6,000-pound monument with the Ten Commandments on it. He takes his car in less than 24 hours of it being up and runs over it. And check this out. He even set up a GoFundMe page afterwards to be able to raise money to pay for his car.
Unbelievable.
And he said he was doing it in the name of the Lord. Crazy, crazy days, isn't it? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to really know what's going on out there. But listen, roadblocks to your blessing. You know, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He wants to bless you. But there's roadblocks sometimes to our blessing. Don't you want that blessing to be able to get through? We want to send this to you for your gift of any amount for partnering with VFN TV. Here's the details.
Offer 2038, Roadblocks to Your Blessings. We serve a good God who loves us and desires to bless us, to restore our lives from times that took away from our lives. He has plans to bless us and give us a future, but many times there are roadblocks that are stopping the blessings from coming into our lives. Imagine if you could identify those roadblocks and remove them from your life so that you live in continual blessings from the Lord. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. You can become a partner with VFN TV by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us at VFN TV, that's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2038, Roadblocks to Your Blessings.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm presently a student attending a community college, and I'm required to take a biology class for my degree. In the class, evolution is presented as the unifying theory of biology, and when test time comes, I'm going to be required to regurgitate this information back as if it's fact. Evolution can't be proven scientifically, and I'm wondering if I have any legal recourse such that I won't have to do that.
You're going to have to take the test. You don't get to opt out of the curriculum. This isn't a high school situation. They're allowed to teach a curriculum pursuant to their curriculum committees at the college. And you don't have to say, I believe that evolution is correct. If they were to come back and say, look, I'm requiring you to believe this, that would be a very different scenario and a very different question.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell. The word today is selflessness. Michael from Overland Park, Kansas, he's a realtor and author, has sent this word into us. Let's just go to the opposite word for a moment, selfishness. No word probably describes immaturity more than a person that's selfish. When you see a person that's immature, the problem is all they can think about is themselves and what's happening to me, and it all evolves around their world. Selflessness is the exact opposite. It's maturity at its finest. It's the ability to care for others, see others, help others, live beyond the small limitations of just your own personal real estate. A selfless person adds value to people. They are always in demand because people always are needing someone to give of themselves to help them be successful in life.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are going to be getting to that segment where the man takes his car and runs over the Ten Commandments. Brand new 6,000-pound monument in Arkansas. But first, we want to go to Bishop David Thomas. You know, we had an earlier part of our program a couple days ago. We had a young man as people were getting prayed for and God's healing them and delivering them. And this little man comes on the stage and he asks him, it was Michael was praying, he asked him, what do you want from God? And he goes, I want a new father. Mm. And that whole, it just shifted everything. Everybody's heart began to melt, and it's just a powerful thing. And so God is a father to the fatherless. You can see that at VFNTV.com. But, Bishop David Thomas, as you can see right here on Pastor John Kilpatrick's 50th year anniversary. Wow. We were together there. That is Bishop David Thomas on the left, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, and myself. You're about to see, we're going to go to his church, and he has such a father's heart. Bishop David Thomas has such a father's heart. As a matter of fact, he immediately went up and began to just lay his hands on this boy and just begin to weep. I mean, he just immediately began to weep. But this is actually Bishop David Thomas talking about a spiritual father, the Malachi 4, 5, and 6, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes, I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And you're seeing that kind of take place even right here. Take a look.
Another thing, as we watch the panel, huge diversity in ministries, in age, even in style. And as they're sitting here, we talk some a little bit in the green room. Scripture in Malachi kind of comes to my heart about how the Lord's going to begin to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the sons to the fathers. What as a father, many spiritual children, as a leader that's been in ministry 40 years in a local church, what do you see happening in the role of fathers and sons?
Chris, I really believe we're seeing that scripture fulfilled in so many ways. Mm-hmm. When I came into ministry, I met Christ in the Jesus People movement. Mm-hmm. Never been to Bible school, never had a church background. And so when God called me and I came into ministry, I was looking for fathers. And so I would go to older men in the ministry and I would say, I don't know what I'm doing. How do you do this? How do you do that? Over and over and over, to the point where I quit asking, I was told this, that they learned the hard way, I'd have to learn the hard way. Mm. And Chris, I determined that someday I'm not going to be the young guy. And I'm never going to say that. I'm never going to say that to a young man or a young woman.
Wow.
I'm going to say, listen, I'm going to impart to you anything that I've learned from every failure, every mess up. And I don't want you to have to learn the hard way. I want you to learn from my mistakes, not from yours. And I see that happening now, not just with me, but with many of us, that when I hit the age of 50, it became about the sons. It became about the daughters. God had already done more in my life and through our ministry than we had ever dreamt. And so we said, now it's about raising up the next generation. It's about imparting to them. It's about everybody needs somebody to believe in them. Mm. And we want to be, my wife and I wanted to be some of those people that were encouraging and cheering on the next generation, because you're going to do greater things than our generation has ever done.
That is so encouraging. That is so
powerful.
Our heart, and it's a lot of people's heart right now, that God is beginning to stir up. So many people think, John, because they made mistakes, they have nothing they can offer. But the one thing you can offer if you made mistakes is your mistake.
That's right.
You can share that with people, can borrow your experience instead of buy one. Just the very fact that you existed for a period of time, you know, that a younger person hasn't walked through those journeys yet.
That you didn't quit, that you didn't give up, that you didn't walk away, but you were faithful to stand.
Right. And this is definitely that generation where, you know, it takes two hearts to turn. You know, we did 10 years of the Malachi mandate based on Malachi 4, 5, and 6. And you can find out more about that at vinefellowshipnetwork.org and click on our story. And you can watch some powerful things that happened for 10 years. And we prophesied about this. But this is a key ingredient for the end time move of God. Is that the father's heart turning to the children and the children to the fathers. But with that, you know, what's happened now, things like Google and places where people are finding knowledge now, they're just turning to knowledge instead of wisdom.
That's right.
Because there was a day that people would turn to God and not to Google. They wouldn't. The first question they would ask is their elder, you know, what happened here? What did you do here? Now they just go Google it. And they have knowledge, but they don't have wisdom, and they're finding out that doesn't work.
And knowledge puffs up,
right?
But wisdom is a place of humility, asking those who have gone before us, you know, and seeking their advice.
And that's why you have a young generation that has all this knowledge, but they're still terrified, they're still nervous, they're still scared, and they're trying to find, you know, the faults in others to justify their own selves instead of saying, you know, wait a minute, we just need to come together, you know. And I think about, you know, Mark Hamby's book, We Have Not Many Fathers, a very powerful book, and great revelations in that book. But I want to tell you right now that if you've been, you know, if it's in your heart, you know, you're thinking, I need a spiritual father in my life. I need somebody in my life like, you know, Bishop David Thomas is talking about. God is raising up fathers, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe VFN's for you. Maybe, you know, Church of His Presence for you. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick, an awesome spiritual father in the Lord. Bishop David Thomas, you know, if you're up in Ohio where he's at, there's a lot of people that they're not satisfied anymore with orphanage mentality, and they're not satisfied with religion anymore. It's about family, and families have fathers, and how can you be a healthy father if you had never experienced what that is or not? And there's something so special about that, because a double portion anointing quite often is you have all your father's experience. Then you have your experience. So that gets stacked onto yours. So what you both do together through your life, because they just gave you who they were, you're able to do twice as much as they did. Double
generational
portion.
Anointing.
A generational anointing. We just spoke on that.
It's amazing. Yeah. It reminds me what Dutch Sheets said once about the convergence of the ages.
Yes.
And stop trying to do this thing alone, that we can do this together in family.
Right. And it is. There's nothing like a lot of people give it up on family because it has a lot of pain involved in it. And it does. You have to die to yourself for family. But there's called church family. Mm-hmm. Your biological family might not ever function right, because maybe just for whatever reasons. But if you come find the church that has family, they relate as family, brothers and sisters, and hugs and love and patience, and they listen to you, and koinonia takes place where, you know, you're the ebbing and flowing of a relationship in life. And he says, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of it. That's when you find health.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not about just showing up at a place and looking one direction, not knowing anybody, dying sitting there while nobody's helping you, you're not helping anybody. Right. It's not going to work.
It's not just about receiving, but it's coming with something to offer.
Both hearts have to turn.
That's right. So it can be that kind word. It can be that prayer. And even sometimes just listening, but you're there in a position, not just to receive, but again, to offer.
Yeah, and something that we do at Vine Fellowship Network, as a matter of fact, is one of our true beliefs, that that's what God's called us to be. And you will find out more details about that. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. But I just don't want to do it outside of family.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to be, you know, in the family of God. I want to love. I want to love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And there's nothing like that. All this religion and this weightiness of men's traditions, just, it's time to be the family God's called. And people are crying out for families. Yeah. You're seeing right here. And Dave Thomas is a young man when he was born again in the Jesus movement. His first thing was, I want to find family. I want to find a father. And he couldn't find one. They told him, you got to do it the hard way. I did it the hard way. You got to do it the hard way.
Yeah. And don't look for the perfect family.
There's no such thing.
Even God's the first family. We talked about, you know, Adam, the president. They say first family. Well, God had his first family. And, you know, Eve was disobedient. Adam was disobedient. And the two children.
One killed the other.
So God started with a dysfunctional family. It wasn't about perfection. but it was about God working his will through them and using them and loving them and making them one.
And if you find somebody who wants to share their life with you like that, that's a treasure. You need to really take advantage of that and be ebb and flow and giving, yeah. giving and taking. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to take you right to what happened in Arkansas. They, you know, all this new rulings they have with the government or the court system saying you can't have a Ten Commandments up on government property. Well, they took it down and they established another one, and they built a 6,000-pound monument, Ten Commandments. It was still wet from being put up. Mm. Within 24 hours, a man takes his car and runs over it and says he was doing the work of the Lord. What's going on? And he also put up a GoFundMe page on the internet so people could start giving him money to be able to fix his car.
Crazy.
Crazy days. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're finally getting to it. Believe it or not,
yes.
In Arkansas, I believe a court ruled they had to take down the Ten Commandments from government property. So this is what you should do in your community as well. Well, fine. We'll buy us a piece of property, and we will collect money from the community, and we'll build a 6,000-pound monument with the Ten Commandments on it.
That they paid for on their property.
Yes, and they just put it up.
Okay.
They just put it up. And this man, who claims to be a Christian, who thinks he said he's doing the Lord's work, who's listening to Christian music. If you listen to his radio, he's listening to a Christian radio station and running over God's commandments. I know. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Thank you to everyone that's made this possible.
Less than 24 hours after lawmakers celebrated the installment of a 6,000-pound replica of the Ten Commandments, cops say a man crashed his car into it in the middle of the night, broadcasting it live on Facebook.
Oh my goodness. Freedom!
32-year-old Michael Tate Reed was arrested for the alleged crime at the Arkansas State Capitol and now faces numerous charges, including criminal mischief. $26,000 was raised for the privately funded monument outside the Capitol building. Lawmakers passed legislation to allow it after heated debate. Supporters say the 6-foot-tall statue honored the role the Ten Commandments played in the history of American law.
And we're just very happy to have this up and see the law fulfilled.
But the American Civil Liberties Union had long denounced the statue, arguing it was religiously divisive. Reed, who is not related to the organization, said in a Facebook video after the crash he was, quote, defending our constitutional rights and asked people to donate to a GoFundMe page so he could buy a new car.
It's a 2016 Dodge Dart, which I really enjoy and I'm able to bless people with, so I need another vehicle.
GoFundMe took the page down. Reed describes himself on Facebook as a born-again Christian who's a Pentecostal Jesus freak. A few years ago, police say Reed destroyed a similar monument in Oklahoma. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee tweeted, "Some idiot in my home state broke all Ten Commandments at the same time. He wasn't Moses, and it wasn't Mount Sinai."
awesome, though, to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some less.
He broke all 10 commandments, literally, at the very same time. That's what Governor Huckabee said about him. And it's like, what is this? What's going on? Why would somebody even do that? And then, you know, say that they're a Christian, they're following Christ.
Doing it in the name of Christ?
Doing it in the name of Christ. And as a matter of fact, it's Facebook, you see right here. His Facebook says on there, says that I'm a born again Christian who's a Pentecostal Jesus freak.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is very important. It says, Jesus says, those who are my disciples follow my teachings and they know the truth and the truth sets you free. He also said in Matthew chapter 7 that there would be people that would come along to say they're Christians, but there's a way to find out if they are, if they're not.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, he says right here is Matthew 7:15. You probably can see it on your screen right behind me when I'm reading it. He says, this is what Jesus said. He said, watch out for false prophets. These are people who say they're a Christian, but they're not a Christian. It's not just, thus says the Lord prophet. These are people that are saying things, that they're saying, this is God saying it. This is God doing it. This man's saying that God's saying, take down his own 10 commandments. I don't think so. He said, watch out for false prophets. He says, they come to you in small economy-sized cars. No, they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit... So he says, by their fruit, you'll recognize them. He says, do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit and every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And this is the final part, Jesus said. He said, by their fruit, thus, by their fruit, you'll recognize them.
You'll know them, right.
So you can actually look at this, and it's just, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't matter what people say on their Facebook, it matters what you do. You're known by your fruit.
That's right.
And the fact that you get in your car, and you listen to a Christian radio station, and you post that you're a Christian on the on your social media.
Facebook page, sure.
But you take your car and run over the Bible, and say you're doing God's work, and defending the Constitution. Of all the things, you know, defending the Constitution. Well, the First Amendment of the Constitution says, the government shall make no laws concerning religion. There was a right for the people to be able to have the Ten Commandments right there on that piece of property. It's a First Amendment right.
I think James talks about this. Don't just read God's word, but put it into practice. Yeah. Otherwise, you kind of deceive yourself.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
Apparently, this man wasn't putting into practice if he was reading God's word. Because it's just these two don't come together.
Well, it's really important to understand that. And obviously, it looks like he's more of a political leaning. He may just threw those titles on himself to make it look. I mean, think about it. Everything, he made sure he's listening to the Christian music. He put that up on his Facebook, and he's probably, I wouldn't doubt if that was some sort of left leaning person who tried to make it look bad for Christians. But either way, you're known by your fruit. I mean, you wouldn't even do that. You know, even playing around, you wouldn't do that because it's just. You know, pretty serious. And then to top it off, because obviously you hit a 6,000-pound monument with your car. He probably was surprised about this. It totally damaged his car. So he goes on GoFundMe, which is, by the way, it's this thing on the website that you can work with them and you can publicize it and people can give you money.
Sure.
And so he went and asked people for money to be able to raise money
to repair
his car
that he used to destroy.
The Ten
Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
God's law.
And according to Governor Huckabee and, of course, the Word of God, he broke all ten at the very same time. And he said in that, according to this report, he was actually defending the Constitution when he did this. It's just like, you know, have you checked in lately?
Yeah.
You know, do you know where your children are? I mean,
exactly.
It's just something's not right. And the Lord did speak to us some time back that a lot of things are being taught. You know, from places that we call the church, that where people are gathered, because as a believer, you are the church. The building's not the church.
That's right.
You know, if you're two or three, you're gathered together, that's actually the church.
God's there in the midst.
Yeah, God's in the midst. And so, but there's some teachings going out that's pretty wild, you know, and that's a pretty wild teaching to say, listen, you're supposed to go run over the Ten Commandments and doing God's work. I just don't see it going that far.
No.
Able to do that. But this is what we see, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. He says, you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. You know, Paul tells Timothy when he's writing him in the book of Timothy, he's writing this letter. He said, listen, there's some people out there that's kind of, they've gone out there. He says, matter of fact, they're held captive by Satan to do his will. He said, gently instruct them in hopes that God would grant them repentance. And that's a gift that God would give them, which means sometimes people just go astray and do some pretty wild things. But he said they're held captive by Satan to do his will. Mm. But, you know, a person could be set free. A person could be, you know, repent. And he would be a popular person that, yeah, that was me. I ran over the Ten Commandments. I was wrong. And quite a few folks have done things like that. I mean, my whole life before I met God was just a journey. You know, you can see it, my testimonies at meetmyfather.org, where, you know, until I knew God, I didn't know the difference.
That's right.
And even after I'd known God, you know, I've struggled and different things have happened. And God's grace is sufficient. But granted, guaranteed, if Jesus was riding around in a small economy-sized car, he would be pleased that the Ten Commandments were going up. He wouldn't run over the Ten Commandments, you think?
I agree. Not only would he not destroy the Ten Commandments, but he probably would have gone on Facebook and asked other people to fix his vehicle that he broke. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But welcome to today's culture, right?
Yeah, really, it's amazing. It just causes you to pause and really think about how important that we, you know, we live a life that has fruit, that really shows, you know, that we are walking with God. Because today anyone can say, hey, I believe in God. It's really your actions prove what you believe. So it's not necessarily what we say with our mouths. It's rather what we do with our actions.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, put that last slide up again about, you know, Jesus said, thus we'll know them by their fruit. And that's what's very important for us to understand, that we're known by our fruit. We're not known by what we do, what we say. We're not known by our television program and radio and all those things. How do we live our life? How am I with my family? How am I
that's
with other
matters.
People? And Jesus tells us, he says, we'll know people by their fruit. We'll recognize them. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the biggest thing I think is where people go, they go, oh, they said that they're a Christian, and they automatically just kind of bring them into this thing. You're like, well, it's cool if they say they are, you know, and that'd be great. But you got to spend time with them before you really know or know somebody who you know that you spent time, that spends time with them to be able
and
to.
And that person can tell you, I have seen the fruit of that person's life.
I have seen the fruit of their life, and I can vouch for their life, but this is a brother or sister, it may be struggling.
Thus the need to have relationship, live in the context of family, thus the need to share one another's lives and be close enough. That's what family does. Family allows us to be close enough to really know the other person.
That's why it's so important, as we were talking about Bishop, you know, David Thomas, and, you know, coming into family again, because you can be really whack when you're not in family and not even know it, because you know, how many people that were single that get married and then he or she didn't know that, thought everything was fine until they got married.
They thought they were saved.
And their spouse goes like, you got issues. And they're surprised they have issues.
Yeah.
And it's because they started hanging around somebody.
That's right.
When we get close in the church, and if you, you know, you need to get with a fellowship that you can get close in and realize that it's going to be uncomfortable at first, because when people start speaking and you're going to feel the presence of God and you're going to feel kind of, you know, exposed, your heart's laid open before you when you're in the presence of the true church and you're talking. But understand that God's loving you, and you find health in that, you find well-being in that. And there's a high probability, I would say high, that you won't end up in your economy-sized car listening to Christian music, posting something like that on your Facebook, and running over the Bible, running over the Ten Commandments. Actually, like Governor Huckabee said, breaking all Ten Commandments at the same time. I want to pray with you. I want to pray. This is exciting days. We got this breaker anointing coming, leading our nation. We have a shifting culture when our president speaks, according to what his communication director Anthony Scaramucci is talking about, and how that media with POTUS Shield is giving this prophetic word that our president has a breaker anointing. Families coming back in the church. Good things are happening. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you've done and what you're doing. We thank you for POTUS Shield. We thank you for our president and our leadership. We pray protection over them, God, that you would send your angels in the White House, Father God, to be able to protect the people that you've established in this nation, Father God, and to drain this swamp of those who are not wanting to function and flow with the choice of the people's choice, who voted this man and this Congress in, Father God. And we just pray protection over this nation. We pray for those that are watching and listening, Father God, that you would encourage them, and those that are crying out for family, that you would lead them to a spiritual father, spiritual mother in the Lord, Father God. And Lord, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We were just talking about what God is saying and some of the things that sharing some words about a spiritual avalanche, this huge mindset. And it's just so refreshing because, you know, when you're hearing from the Lord and the things that we've heard and I've heard, is after a while, you're just thinking like, I'd like to hear about something good. You know, I mean, right. is there something we prayed for a long time? You know, we prayed for a long time. And part of one of the prayers that we were praying, scripturally is like, Lord, let us know your heart, your feelings, what you're thinking. And it came to a point, it's like, I don't think I want to know this anymore because it just felt so heavy and so broken. Yeah. And so I don't think I have the grace. I don't have the ability in my humanness to be able to even tap in barely to your emotions. Mm-hmm. But I can't. And then we added to the prayer that you would give us grace to be able to handle this. And he did.
Yeah.
And because we don't want to, you lose your relationship with somebody when you're not willing to feel their feelings, what they're thinking and feeling and empathize with them. And so you want, don't lose your relationship and turn it over to religion. But in the context of that, God's heart's broken over all this. And then he began to tell us that, but if you're broken over this, it's nothing wrong with you. It's a good thing. As a matter of fact, he talks about it in Ezekiel, and he literally put a sign in the sky for us after a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That he says, go down there, those that are broken over the situation, he's telling Ezekiel this, and put a mark on them. Put a mark on them so when this storm comes, that it won't affect them. Did he not do that? I mean, yes, he did sir, that. Yeah. It's like, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. And literally put
in the sky.
It was in the sign in the heavens about it. And so if you're gods, and not if you say you're gods, understand that. Not if somebody tells you that you're gods, God's apostrophe S, that you're possessive, that you are God's son or daughter, is that you know you're gods. You know what I'm saying? You're not like, I guess my pastor told me I'm saved. I don't know. This is prophet that told me I have a call on my life. And like, no, dude, you know Jesus. You know what I'm saying? You made him the Lord of your life. You hang out with him, not because you have to, because you desperately want to. You want to be able to spend time with him and know what he's thinking and all. And so you want to make that decision. If you haven't yet, we have a way to be able to help you do that at meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.